Hey, everybody. This is Anthony, and we have Joe as well. Joe, are
hey,
you there?
Hey, everybody.
So we'll be back in a few moments. Just let us get us started here, and 7:30 we'll be on the air.
Sweet. Today is Monday, August 24th, 2015.
Hello, my name is Betty and I am subbing in for Joe Wisdom on the account he's not here right now. I have wisdom. But first I want to tell you about how awful they treat me sometimes. Sometimes I have trouble waking up in the morning, the studio doesn't have enough power to keep my circuits at 100%. Then they stuff the vending machines with that vegan crap, I can't stand that. But anyway, I talked too long about my problems, here is the wisdom. If green means go, blinky blinky means click.
You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Thanks, Betty, for subbing for me. And we promise we'll stuff better treats for you next time. If you've got a wisdom, or you want to talk to Betty, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and Betty will be happy to talk to you.
Have another drink, Anthony.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Honey, when you say bud, you've said a lot of things that nobody else can say. You know that's right. When you say bud, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. Mm-hmm. When you say bud, you say a word that means you likes to do it all. When you say bud, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say bud, honey, you tell the whole world you know what takes it all the way. When you say bud, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say bud. Lord, you have said it all. No, that's right, honey.
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. This morning I woke up, made myself a cup of coffee, and although I hadn't intended to, read a book called Once Upon a Secret from cover to cover. Poof! It only took a couple hours. It was a fast, intense read, like a fast, intense conversation you can sometimes have about experiences from long ago and what motivated you then. In the flood of details, you cringe at how few tools you actually had when you were 19. You have a little more clarity about how you saw your options when you made decisions about career and marriage. I guess I identified with the themes of the book more than the actual details, the subtitle being My Affair with John F. Kennedy and Its Aftermath. I grew up in the Kennedy years. My dad had a bad back from the war. I remember where I was when I heard that Kennedy was shot. I remember where I was when I lost my virginity. Okay, so this is a book full of titillation and drama. It names celebrity names. It ends happily ever after with the heroine married to the man of her dreams. All or parts of it could be fabricated, as recollections often are. It's a book about sex, and gender, sex and power, sex and money, money and power, sex in the workplace. How is it supposed to play out? In the office, at church, in the humanitarian organization, in the government, when someone is sleeping with the boss, or refusing to sleep with the boss. Once, when a couple of moderately renowned mathematicians came to town, a husband and wife who arrived in the afternoon, coming from speaking engagements at opposite ends of the country, I picked them up at the airport and we went to dinner where, between feeble attempts at conversation, they set to smooching and pawing each other. "Oh, don't mind us," the woman giggled. "We haven't seen each other in a while." I said to myself, I'm sitting here in a Thai restaurant in Lewiston, Idaho, wondering if it's more polite to watch this display or pull a book out of my pack. I said to myself, just because you feel weird doesn't mean that you're the one being weird. Then I remembered the time in the hotel elevator with the professor whose grant money had paid for me to come to this conference and give a well-received talk, him closing in on me as soon as the elevator doors shut. "Ideas are erotic," he said. The very thought of making my way in the world of ideas as somebody's bimbo was so embarrassing to me, it was painful. So that wasn't a hard brush off. There was that car I bought from a friend of a friend, and when I came with the check to pick it up, his wife wasn't home, and things developed to where I had to say, "Hey, look, if this is what you want for that car..." It was scary because I really wanted that car. It helps when you're not the least bit attracted to the person. I remember some other times, too. I'm not going to tell about them all, because everyone has secrets. Once Upon a Secret is a book about secrets, taboo subjects, and unwelcome recollections. How the things that are never spoken about affect the dynamics of families and circles of friends. Whatever it is, you don't talk about it, or the things that remind you of it. And you don't talk about the things that remind you of the things that remind you of it. And so it goes. Habits form. You notice without noticing. Thoughts cross your mind and leave by the back door. Secrets breed secrets and become secrets that you keep from yourself. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaiba.
My God. I think we made it.
Yes.
I think we made a full start without any hitches.
Without any...
No hitches.
Crazy, weird, technological disasters.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And, hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. It's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Buddy. And believe me when I say I am lovable.
W-E-E-D.
And you're listening to...
Cheyenne Paw Radio. You go, baby.
I gotta love it. Gotta absolutely love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was unrehearsed.
You know, sometimes doing it unrehearsed, I think, works out better.
And so this is Cheyenne Paw Radio, Lucky 13, Episode 13 for Monday, August 24th, 2015. So, yeah, it's been 13 episodes. Can you believe it?
Wow, I know. No, I can't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe that we have now reached episode number 13.
Yeah.
And now we enter our random welcome back talking. How are things? What's going on in Anthony's world?
Fizzle fum.
Well, it's still better than fizzle fum, so, you know.
Well, you were just telling me before we went on that you were able to acquire a very good product, and I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm very glad.
I'm totally glad.
Mm-hmm. Over here, it's been pretty interesting. The weather has been, for the past few days, quite beautiful.
How beautiful?
We're talking like mid-70s, not too humid, tons of sunshine. Although right now it's a little bit overcast. It kind of looks like fall is rolling in.
Ooh, I like the idea of fall because I'm going to be there in October.
Oh, yes.
My whole goal is to, I want to be able to see fall. You know, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get that chance for sure.
Okay.
Unless that El Nino thing does something crazy. Cause isn't it supposed to like warm us up or something?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. What does El Nino do?
Well, it's when the Pacific Ocean waters are pretty warm, and somehow they influence weather patterns, and they create rains, and
I see.
In other places creates droughts.
I see. So it very well could affect the fall foliage, then.
Very possibly. Very possibly. But I think you're coming at such a good time that you'll sort of... You'll either be at the start of it or in the middle of it, just depending on how things get pushed along.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
We'll see how that
goes. Just out of idle curiosity, and this is, this is crazy talk, people, but is there any background music playing right now?
There's a little bit. I can bring it up a bit more.
Yeah. You know, folks, when you're doing these podcasts, it's interesting how music helps cue you. If you've got an expertise in podcasting, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll put you on air, and, you know, you can give us some tips or just say, what the hell are you people doing?
Yeah, or anything. You know, we welcome fans and callers and everything like that. So, you know, feel free to give us a call. And you have been posting our last episode I never got to because things got crazy, but you've been posting them on the A-List Radio, correct?
I have.
And all of our people find us there. It's what is it? What's their web address?
Ooh. Well, you know what? The best thing to do is to follow our blog, which is blog.cheyenne.info, and as soon as we're done with this broadcast this evening, I will make sure that you can have a direct link to all of our different episodes.
Okay, fantastic. I think that would be awesome.
Exactly. And you can always find us on Facebook, too. We're at facebook.cheyenne.info. And if you're listening live, you of course have tuned in to listen.
I hope so. unless they receive stray radio signals like your mixer board.
Well, yeah, my mixer board needs a ground. So, but it's fun. It's like I can listen to NPR and then I can listen to Janet Jackson all at the same time.
And you can get breaking news while you're broadcasting.
Exactly.
Kind of in the newsroom there. It's like the ticker taper in the back. It's kind of the, you know, the news thing.
Yep.
See, we got it. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it figured out.
Yeah, it's somehow figured out. But, you know,
It's good to be back on air. This is I'm actually feeling like this is our this is a pivotal moment in our broadcast careers. That is also a pivotal event.
That is also a very important way to access the database.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can only simulate the sound because my supplyage is low, so I don't want to use everything up all at the same time. You know how it goes, folks. Sometimes, you know, things just come as they do, and you've got to sort of step back a little bit and rein in your purchases.
Are you going to be all right there, or are you going to dry out on us?
No. I'm actually getting a new supply coming on Wednesday, so we'll be fine.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know.
Some interesting news on my end. When Anthony is actually going to be here in Chicago the next day or so, I will be leaving for San Jose, California.
Yes, I was going to say, you have an exciting trip planned, don't you?
You are so excited about it. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you know what? I said, I'm going to take it. This is like a goal.
Okay.
I've become very goal-driven lately, and I like that.
That's good. But goal-driven is good.
You guessed where I'm going.
No, where are you going?
Okay, I'm going to San Jose, California.
San Jose, California. That's friggin' awesome.
And through the good graces of a very dear friend to me, and I've come to realize this, if he's listening, he is got a ticket to see Madonna. So we are extremely excited. We've been snapping and voguing all over the place.
Good for you. Well, I'm excited. I'm imagining this will probably be a far more exciting concert than other ones I've been to, so that will be a good thing.
Have you been to a Madonna concert?
I have never been to a Madonna's concert.
Oh, okay.
I have not. I've never had the joy of going to a Madonna concert. So.
Okay. Well, I've been to a few other concerts, but it just feels like, you know, Madonna was one of those musicians that I kind of started off with, along with, like, Depeche Mode and Erasure and Yes and Duran Duran and all that stuff, you know? So it's like, why not? Let's take this opportunity and do this.
Okay, I think that sounds like a good idea, and I think that that should be fun. And do you have any other exciting things planned for when you're out there in San Antonio? You said.
Hello. You are listening.
Sorry.
Hello.
I was attempting to do one of those station identifiers, but it didn't work out right.
I see. Okay.
No, I don't have any other plans to do anything, but my friend is going to show around, and we'll probably have a day or two to spend on sightseeing. But, you know, I just kind of want to relax. You know, the concert's going to be the main focus, and also hanging out with my friend. So,
okay, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, how about you? What's going on in your world? I know you're coming here to Chicago.
Yes, I'm going to be up in Chicago, and it's just going to be a food tour de jour for me.
That's a good thing.
That is the whole goal of the whole thing, because I haven't had really good food. I mean, there is good food here, but I long for the food from back at home, and I could definitely use some.
Oh my god!
Hometown food. I'm trying to think. I'm like thinking of places, but I haven't been in so long now. It seems like.
Well, if you enjoy hot dogs, you'll.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do the hot dog thing. I have to do the beef thing. I'm trying to think.
There are many awesome. If you want some really good brunch food, you can come to my restaurant, Orange.
Oh yeah, that's going to be our first stop when we land. And visit you and eat and enjoy the fruits of your labors. Or something.
May
like
I
that.
Recommend that you do not go to the Signature Lounge and purchase drinks. They're very expensive.
I should not go where?
to the Signature Lounge in the John Hancock Building.
I see. So how expensive has it gotten?
God, a drink is like $16.50.
Oh, wow. I still think we'll go, but it'll probably be like a two-drink thing and that's it. Like a drink for me and a drink for him and that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I don't... It definitely wouldn't be a let's hang out all night type of thing.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so that's one of the things on the menu. And we're gonna try to go to Vito and Nick's on the southwest side. They've been a staple there, I think, for quite a while. And I grew up with it for pizza. And it's been on several TV shows, actually. The Food Network has covered it several times. I think it was on that one Guy Fieri's Diners, Drives, and Dine-Ins, or whatever the hell it was called. So,
what's the name of this place again?
Vito and Nick's.
Vito and Nick's.
Vito and Nick's, yes. It's on Pulaski, South Pulaski.
Do you hear me crunching with my...
Yes, I do.
Just peanut M&Ms? Okay. Oh, Vito and Nick's actually has a website.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
You get a picture of their window, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's lots right. Happy
people eating delicious-looking pizza. Ooh, look at that.
That's delicious pizza, yeah. Okay, so that's Guy Ferrari. All right, the pizzas. Actually, the place looks pretty much the same as I ever remember it, which is good. So
cash only. So, folks, if you're going to go to this place, cash only.
Yep.
And that's cool. I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, and that's what you're known for, and that's awesome. I like that.
No, exactly. Exactly. So I'm definitely looking forward to making it to here, to Vito and Nick's. I think that will be a fun experience. I think the husband will enjoy that as well. And then, trying to think, just kind of random, probably driving around this. That's why I'm hoping for foliage. We may go out towards like Northwest Indiana area, kind of out that way for a day.
The old stomping grounds.
Kind of back that way as well, since I kind of covered such a large geographical area.
Yeah. Well, you're spending a week, is that right?
Yeah, we pretty much, yeah, we're going to be there probably maybe 5-6 days, but close to a week. We'll be there for close to a week. That will be, I think, a good enough time.
Yeah. Especially, you can cover a lot of things in a day, so...
Oh, no, exactly.
Things out of the way, and, you know, great. I'm glad that you're going to be able to do this and finally kind of get away from all the hustle and bustle of...
Oh, I so need a vacation.
You do. Tell us about this need.
This need is to take some time off and not have to deal with my job.
Yes.
But it's getting better. It is getting better. So I'm happy. I'm happy about that. And, you know, eventually we'll, you know, things will kind of get back to a normality and, you know, we'll be good. So, but anyway, Joe, do you have some news?
And now for the news.
And good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest Top 420 news. So this first news story we pull up here, this is from Fast Company, and I kind of like this site. You know, they actually post some nice long-form text, good stories. You know what does a body good? Weed. New research shows that a key ingredient in marijuana helps build stronger bones.
I see.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
New research indicates that a cannabidiol, CBD, can make bones stronger during healing. In tests on rats, their femurs healed better and stronger when they received the CBD. CBD isn't the fun part of weed, that's THC. And while administering both together works as well as CBD alone, the CBD only approach is more practical as a treatment, if only because you don't have to get stoned all the time. So this is one of the beautiful things about this natural plant, is that there are so many different possibilities that, like this, can make you healthier.
So many different possibilities. That was just my excitement towards the whole thing. That's what I mustered up.
You know, and that's cool because it kind of leads into the next story.
Okay. So let's go to the next story.
Come on, people. Let's not get done with our weed. There's data released by the Washington Traffic Safety Commission this week, and this is from Reason.com.
Okay.
They're saying that the number of drivers involved in fatal crashes with active THC in their blood jumped from 38 in 2013 to 75 last year, according to the Seattle Times. The reasons for that increase are not entirely clear. But, you know, I mean, as weed is becoming legal in states, you know, it's becoming a testing ground. You know, you can go into the store, you can purchase your product.
Mm-hmm. Very
true.
You're
going to carry it in your car. Mm-hmm. And here, at least, I think you feel the same, but we practice safety when we smoke weed. You know, we
safety try not is to important.
Heavy machinery or do anything other than maybe fiddle with our knobs and switches. That's it.
Fiddling with your knobs and switches on.
Yes. You know what? I have a breaking news report.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get the cart. Okay, hold on. We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
So, folks, here in the Chicago studios, we have just discovered the insides of an peanut M&M without actually having to break it apart or nibble at it or anything. We didn't have to use an implement. I just rolled it around in my hands, and it split evenly. Evenly. And there's a nice little peanut with, like, milk gooey gooey chocolate inside. It's actually pretty cool. I'll photograph it and put it on our Facebook page. And that's it for that breaking news segment.
All right, that's very exciting. Are there any witnesses to this event?
My cat.
Okay. Have you had a chance to interview the cat? What does the cat think about everything? What's the cat's opinion?
The cat's looking out the window right now, and it's kind of like looking, saying no comment.
No so comment. Okay, I see. How many confirmed deaths do we have about during the M&M explosion incident?
None.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much. Are there any areas drivers should avoid, or pedestrians? Or how many blocks have been closed off due to this incident?
Avoid the alley.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for your on the scene live reporting of the M&M explosion incident.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So, you know, I don't know about you, but Bernie Sanders has been, he's been raising my interest quite a bit lately. And it could be due to a lot of the Facebook things that get posted, but I see his website, and I've kind of looked into his past. And, you know, if anything, this guy is a really true grassroots reformer. He really wants to see things change. So I guess he's introducing a bill to try to end private prisons.
Okay. That's good to know. Knows, that's an interesting yeah. thing.
Who knows? Marijuana legalization might be right around the corner. This is from our friends over at HighTimes.com. This is a really great website to go to, folks. If you want to know anything about anything with cannabis, go to HighTimes.com. And one of our one of our listeners, Mike Adams, he's a writer for High Times. He posts a lot of really cool stuff. So, but anyways, although Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders doesn't appear quite ready to take a solid position on the subject of nationwide marijuana reform, he is, however, fully prepared to take on the beast of Capitol Hill to fight for changes in the way the country deals with prisoners of the drug war. He is going to introduce legislation which will basically take a corporation out of the ability to profit from running jails. You know, and the prison situation, from what I've read and various things,
it seems like it's a really bad situation right now. And, you know, it's probably been that way for quite a while, but it's getting
to a point. At least a few decades.
Yeah.
I would think so.
You know, I mean, it's getting to a point where, you know, they're putting people away for very minor offenses. So hopefully Bernie will be able to go ahead and get this put through, and we'll see. Unfortunately, you know, there's huge corporate lobbyists that I'm sure are going to try to push this aside. But
there's a lot of money to go around, and that's exactly the bad part about it.
Yeah, very much so.
Exactly. But I agree with you. I'm a fan of Bernie. I mean, I know and a lot of people complain. They're like, "Oh, well, he's socialist." Well, but we kind of live in a socialist country. I mean, we do have a lot of things that is funded by taxpayers.
This is true.
Our fire, our police, our education system, our military, a lot of these things are socialist projects. Medicare, Social Security, disability, these are all social projects. So, you know, and these are the things that keep people happy. Well,
and let me take it one step further. With unemployment insurance, that's paid for by your employer. It is not a tax to you.
I thought you paid into some of that on your paycheck.
No.
Well, that's interesting to know.
It is an employer-covered thing.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So, but no, I mean, I've been a fan of Bernie Sanders for quite some time, and I've done my research with him. And, you know, for me, a lot of what he stands for makes sense. I know a lot of it is pie in the sky. You know, I mean, we try to get a good health care bill and see what happens. So, I mean, not saying it's horrible. There have been some benefits that have come out of it, but it's been so torn apart that it's become pretty much useless in some ways in terms of actually helping the people it was supposed to help.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like it was supposed to be affordable, and it's become expensive because of healthcare, the way the healthcare exchanges have been run, and the non-expansion of Medicare, and so on and so forth. So, you know, he's got a lot of pie-in-the-sky ideas, and I think some of them are definitely something worth coming towards. Oh, that's our five-minute warning. See, I'm trying to keep you on time for our break.
Well, let's do a quick.
We got 5 minutes. Relax. Don't. What do you have? What do you have? What do you want to do a quick of? You seemed like you wanted to jump out. I'm like, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, I think my cat had a comment to the story, but
does your cat have a beginning?
In San Jose.
Oh my goodness!
There is a school that has issued a student body ID card to a campus cat.
Okay.
The cat's name is Bubba.
All right. Where's this at? Oh, California. Okay.
This is Leland High School in San Jose, California.
I see.
Yes. A local cat is now an official member of a high school in San Jose, according to ABC Eyewitness News in San Jose. It's apparently the San Jose Mercury News reported that, this cat, it's posing for a... It's sitting in this chair in a classroom as if though it's a student.
Yeah, I
see.
But
apparently the cat was adopted by a family that lives behind the school back in 2009. It was around that time that he first appeared on campus. Apparently he's in the Facebook page and he's in the school's yearbook too.
So how long do you think does it take for some parents to have like a shit fit about this, about trying to ban the cat from the school from allergies or some shit like that?
You know, it seems like everybody's pretty cool with this cat because there isn't any, I don't see any pessimistic comments.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, as long as, you know, that's always the one thing because there's always somebody that wants to spoil the party.
Exactly.
Always.
Although there is a comment, somebody says, well, at least the cat is trying to get an education. So, you know, I guess that's sort of a political jab at, you know, somebody. I don't know. But, you know, just put a damn chip in the cat, and then you're all done. And then you can track the cat, and, you know, it's a feel-good story.
No, I agree. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, you know, I'm always waiting for the crazy people to come out. But, No, I think that's awesome. I think it's cool. You know, you get the kind of the campus cat kind of goes around. The pictures are cute. You should definitely paste that on the post that on the Facebook page.
Yes, we're posting this on the Facebook page. And what was that other thing that we're posting on the Facebook page tonight, Anthony?
Chickens.
Cats and chickens.
Cats and chickens. I don't know. What else will we be posting on our Facebook page?
You know what? And there you have it. That's your latest 420 news. And now back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique, and it definitely is unique, on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can also visit us on facebook.shyampa.info. If you are listening to us on a recast, you can still leave us a voicemail. Betty will be happy to take your call. And if you want, we'll play your message on the air. It's not a long break. Actually, it's not going to be a 7-minute break. It's probably more like a 4-minute break. Is that fine? Or do you want me to pad the break a little bit? I can throw a Planet Nancy in there and kind of pad it up a little bit if you want.
You know, I might actually take advantage of that because I feel like I need some more liquid refreshment. You should always be drinking, folks. Stay hydrated.
Okay, so I'll throw a Planet Nancy in there. We'll be back in probably about 10 minutes or something like that. So, all right.
You're listening to WEED.
Door, and you're a lady, and you've got on one flat and one pump. Consider yourself lucky. Another Wisdom by Joe Wisdom. Do you have wisdom to share? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Share your jingle with us on the voicemail. We hope to hear from you soon.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious Refresh-O-Rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One day, in Atlanta, there were thunderstorms that organized themselves in such a way that it was safe for planes to land, but unsafe for them to take off. Atlanta is a hub airport for Delta Airlines, and by nightfall, all of Delta's planes were there, grounded. I was in one of them. All around me, people tapped and swiped at their devices. There are no hotel rooms in Atlanta. I think I can get us on that flight to Washington. See if you can get a room there. I don't have a device, so I looked out the window, and what I saw was magnificent. All the airplanes aren't supposed to be in one airport. It was like a praying mantis convention out there. We were pretty far from the terminal, and the runways were all clogged with enormous, ungainly airplanes teetering on their tiny feet. A couple hours later, the pilot chuckled when he told us. The weather was okay for planes to take off, but crews were timing out and couldn't work any more hours without sleep. The replacement crews for the planes at the gates were stuck in the planes out on the runways. So they emptied the planes that had no crews and hooked their noses to small, boxy tractors that pushed them backwards through the tangle. The scene now a praying mantis convention after it's been set upon by ants, all with pink and yellow lights glinting on the tarmac. Late the next morning, after a few bleary hours of sleep in a free room, I walked into the breakfast buffet behind a large man with a bulky swagger wearing a PETA t-shirt. I wouldn't have thought he looked the PETA type, people for the ethical treatment of animals. Then I wondered, so what is the PETA type? Then I read the fine print on the t-shirt, and while I shuffled my tray next to his down the line, I made up this poem. Denatured PETA man goes through the buffet. People for the eating of tasty animals believe in a place for all God's creatures right next to the mashed potatoes. The meat beneath the shirt is a slump of gluteus juice, flaccid on the belt, marbled, tender, and pinkly white, like veal, fattened on sugars reduced from corn, bioplastic and balanced on pharmaceuticals. Hogs, gray kidney and lung slime liver, plop in the bin with the tumors will dice your starved heart for organ niblets. I crane to see the tender creatures piled on your plate. Rhesus monkeys, little owls, ravens, roadkill, poppies, and a brushy squirrel, tail curled round a mound of mashed potatoes. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cyamba Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey, are we back?
I think we are. I think we're back.
Wow, that was awesome. That first half, we're getting better, folks. We're, hey, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, we're getting better.
I have cake.
You have cake?
From Publix. It's chocolatey goodness, and it's got a nice big glazed strawberry right on top. What can I say? So, did you enjoy your little break that we had?
There's still lots of people going home from work. What time is it? 7:06? Yeah.
No, it's 8 o'clock here, but yeah. And it's 90 degrees and partly cloudy.
Here in Chicago, it's about 75 degrees and it is completely cloudy. And it's weird clouds. It's like those fall dark puffy clouds.
El Nino.
Yes. And I'm still looking at that peanut that's split in half. Miraculously, I apparently melted it in such a way when I rolled it around in my hands.
Uh-huh.
And it just split apart evenly because it didn't actually chip or break. So I'm not going to do it now because the phone is sitting here so respectfully, not moving or complaining or bleeping. Although there is a blue light flashing. I'm not sure what that means. but anyways, JP Wisdom Random Talk. Take a guest or two by calling Chiampa Radio, 813-327-8566.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yes. You know, I was trying to find Betty earlier because I was going to ask her if she had any thoughts about the news stories. And uh-huh. The only thing she could say was this.
You're listening to WEED.
Yeah, she's kind of being stubborn right now. She's trying to go along the script, and she's not, like, deviating from the script for some reason. So maybe we can kind of liven Betty up a little bit later.
Yeah,
we'll give her some, like, electronic champagne.
Give her some WD-40.
What would be considered... Okay, if we could... Let's dive off into this crazy topic here for a minute, Anthony.
Sure, I got cake. Let's go. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. I got cake.
If you could somehow anthropomorphize electronic components and like devices, what would be considered like stimulants to an electronic circuit that would cause it to behave differently than it would normally behave? Not necessarily destroying it.
Electricity.
Just electricity.
That's what it does now. Yeah, pretty much. But that's a, like, stimulant. That's a pure stimulant. More power. Betty needs more power. I need more cake. I found the cake.
Yep, I'm still working on these M&Ms. They're so delicious. But I need to stop eating them.
Do we need to cover that news story again, or are we good?
Which news story would that be?
The breaking M&M news story.
No.
No, okay.
That M&M is actually being preserved right now.
I see, okay.
And preserved just means don't touch it.
Okay, I guess we can work with that.
So I wanted to mention to you, and this can be also for our Chicago listeners. I do recommend, even if you're a resident of Chicago, it's kind of good to be a tourist in your own city for a little bit. You know, for one, you kind of get to see how others see the city, and that could be totally different than how you see the city or how I might see the city. But it is a totally different experience, and it's almost as if, to a certain degree, tourism companies or just attractions want to keep you. Oh, for sure. I mean, why wouldn't they want to keep you, right? But it's almost as if it's too much of its own good.
In other words, it's too much of its own good?
Yeah, it's just too much.
Okay,
it's like
okay. They
need to kind of allow some of the other neighborhoods to become explored and checked out, and they're trying to do that. You know, there's the 606 trail.
Okay, so tell us about the 606 trail.
The 606 trail was formerly abandoned railroad lines.
Okay.
And people would be going up there clandestinely, illegally, because it was private property. And it was basically just
cake.
Like, ooh, cake. It was a 2.7 mile trail, basically.
Okay.
And so they had taken this trail and they've completely parked it up. They've put running tracks, and then there's two lanes, one for each direction for bikes or walkers, runners, whatever have you.
So whereabout does it run? I mean, how? What's it like? Kind of.
It runs. It starts east at Ashland, and it's roughly Ashland and. Ooh, I don't want to say North Avenue, but that's kind of the general area.
Okay.
And then it goes all the way up to basically Humboldt Park.
Okay.
So yeah, it's 2.7 miles long.
Wow, that's quite a distance. That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that I didn't know about that.
Yes, and let me tell you, it's a beautiful trail, but some of the criticisms, and I have to agree with it, is that you don't really get a view of the city proper. You get a view of all this new expensive high-rise, not high-rise, but high luxury property.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in a way, that's kind of
redeveloped. Yeah, no, I can understand that, but that's that whole area that's been recently purchased and redeveloped. That's why you get all that, so that was just a shame.
It sucks that in order to get nice things, you have to, like, make everything else expensive. It's a shame.
That's how it goes.
Yep. But
except for Wall Street, right now, that's getting less expensive.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I downloaded this app. It's called Robinhood.
Okay.
And it is... I can't vouch for how well it works, although I've heard of a few tech people, like, endorse it. But it's basically a stock trading app.
Okay.
Your checking account or whatever. And you can buy stocks with it. And there's no fees.
Huh.
It's like, okay.
All right.
So, yeah, as soon as I get some money into it, now that the stock market is, like, basically zilching itself out, might be a decent time to buy a stock or two.
Yeah. Yeah. The time for that, though, would have been probably... Well, I mean, it's going to go down a little bit, but the best time would have been like 5 years ago when it was much lower. But it's going to go down. I don't know how... They keep saying that it might go down a lot, it might go down a little bit. They're not sure exactly how far it's going to... It's all going to depend on what's happening with China.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's 8:14 a.m. somewhere in China.
Is it?
And...
Are you sure?
Let's take a look at the current financial news in China. And we love Google because they will correct all of our mistakes for us. It's too early to tell right now because things aren't heating up, but...
Oh, okay.
It's almost like, how low can it go? And what will prop... the rest of the world back up, because everybody's kind of scrambling, you know. It's like, and that's how global interaction is, right? With all of these stocks, everybody is sort of trading a little bit of everybody else's, and
yeah that's kind of how it all works. Yeah,
and it's regional, you know, so it's thing in a region might be happening that might not affect the rest of the world, but this is a global and regional, and it makes it tough. You know, and they're saying their economy is slowing, so what would that mean for us Americans? Does that mean less products?
Well, that's a good question. Is it going to raise the price of their products? I mean, it's, from what I've heard, it's someone saying that I guess it's devaluing their currency, so it makes their output cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost, so basically shit for us will get cheaper, because a lot of shit we get is from China.
Right. When it comes to their stock market, it's causing the exact opposite.
Oh, it's getting more expensive for them, yeah. Oh, totally.
And what I'm afraid of is if they start to hear about people running on the banks. Because then, you know, China's pretty damn large.
I don't know if it would have to be a lot to get to that point. The Chinese are very disciplined and very... very brainwashed into. I'm sure there's some panic, but like, I would be, if it's rioting or anything like that or bank runs like that, then I think then something's really going wrong, because I don't know, they're a very government controlled people.
Yeah,
which is frightening, but you know, hey, it happens. But I don't. I haven't seen, and of course, we're not going to get much out of the news from China if there are any much. Is if there's much panic or not? As far as we understand, everything is hunky dory with their people, and it's expected, and they anticipated it. But
well, you know, we have to give them some kind of credit. They're actually trying to get their markets into some sort of. I don't want to call it democracy, but just some sort of free situation where people do have that freedom to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, purchase property. And so, in that extent, but, I don't know. It's like, what are they doing? Are they, is this like a huge silo being lobbed at us by China? So instead of missiles and hackers, they're just ruining us financially.
That's always possible.
You know?
I mean,
and I have to wonder, and you know, if you have a comment or question or concern, or you kind of have some answers to these questions, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. We welcome your call. Betty will be happy to take your call.
Yes.
And you might sound a little different.
Just a tad. Maybe just a tad.
So, but it's still Betty.
It's still some form of Betty. So, you know.
So, hey, Anthony, I heard you have some crazy news.
Oh, my goodness, do I have some crazy news. All right, so, hold on. Let me find my crazy news music here. Where'd you go? All right, hold on. Hold on. I kind of got blindsided by that one.
Well, I saw 15 minutes had gone by.
So. I know, and I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, oopsie. Okay, so here's some Florida. Okay, so what's our story that I have coming up? Okay. Okay, good. I gotta find a sneaky one. Alright, here we go. Alright, you go away. I don't wanna listen to you no more. Alright, how's that? That's good. I think that's good.
Perfect.
Okay. So this comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel.
Somewhere right now, and, it's 4:20.
The headline is, "Phony Name Man Gives Cops Was the Name of a Wanted Man." So,
my name is Lex Luthor.
Exactly, something. So, here it is. Darius Devante McClain handed cops a fake name, his brother's, without knowing that his brother had an outstanding arrest warrant when officers visited him about a loud music complaint. This was according to the Winter Haven officers. Okay. So, he also flubbed up the social security number he recited to officers. It belonged to a man of another race, said Winter Haven cops. When police ran a check on McCain's true identity, they allegedly found out why he was being so coy about his personal information. And that's it.
And why was he coy about his
personal information? Hold on. Oh, he had a felony probation for introducing contraband into a detention facility.
Oh.
So he was arrested on charges of giving false information to law enforcement and violation of probation. Yeah. If you're gonna try to give somebody else's identity, you know,
call your George Bush.
Who happened with George Bush?
No, just tell me George Bush.
You just... Oh, that's true. That might work. That might work. That is a possibility. Okay, so...
Sir, did you run that red light?
No, I'm George Bush.
All right. So, here's someone else who's trying to be sneaky. We had to change the sneaky music. Okay. A certified nursing the Florida Sun Sentinel. A certified nursing assistant, Becky Brooks, went on a work break with her boyfriend and then failed to return. according to WMBB ABC News Channel 13 in Panama City, Florida. When a concerned co-worker contacted her, Brooks claimed her boyfriend was holding her against her will. So after hours of police legwork, Brooks was allegedly found and fessed up to fibbing to avoid getting back to the salt mines. So, yeah.
Wow.
If you are going to call in, you know, try to call in sick for work, saying that you were kidnapped is not a good way to do it.
Okay, but hey, let me ask you this quick question, and it's related. Sure. What if you got pooped on by a pigeon?
Well, then you say, I got pooped on by a pigeon. I have to go home and clean up. I'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah, but like, what if it was like, you know, you went out for a smoke break, right?
Okay.
And so you came back, and you had like an hour to go.
Okay.
And like 15 pigeons just like flocked over you and...
I think you could still explain that to your boss, and then at that point it just kind of like, look, I just got shit on by like this gaggle of pigeons that you failed to keep away from the building, therefore you are responsible for this, that I'm going home because I'm covered in pigeon shit. I will see you tomorrow.
Man, you know, where I used to work, in one of the bank buildings downtown, there used to be a gaggle of pigeons.
They would just
hang out in the rafters. And I don't know if they were rafters, but those crevicey thingies.
The crevicey things.
So, you know, and they would always fly over because there would always be this homeless guy, by the way, that would just like... throw food at and I was like, run for your lives. Something like that.
That was quite interesting. Quite interesting. Yeah, I agree. Hold on. I'm loading up some things on the cart while we're talking as well, because I'm preparing for our next break. Okay. So, all right. So, yeah, let's go to our next... there we go. That sounds good. All right. So... according to the Tampa Bay Times, go Tampa Bay, woo! Okay, so, a Seminole County woman lost her arm to an alligator.
Shit.
An alligator attacked a woman swimming in the Wickeevee River in Seminole County, biting off her arm just above the elbow on Saturday afternoon. Nearby canoers and kayakers heard screaming and realized that the alligator was attacking the woman. One started hitting the alligator with a paddle and then bit the woman in her midsection, the witness said.
Wow.
Yeah. They were able to call 911 and get the woman ashore. One of the kayakers said, you just saw some blood and some bone. There wasn't anything else there. All right. So, it happened near Waikiki Island or Wikivia Island. All right. She was not identified. She's 37 years old. Oh, she's a spokeswoman for the floor. Oh, wait, no. That's the woman. She's okay. She was rushed into surgery. Her condition is unknown. She was among a group of people that were swimming in the... oh, my God. This thing is just going on forever. Jesus Christ. Okay, so she's swimming... oh, my God. This is the longest friggin' art. Somebody was bored. Jesus. Okay, this article in of itself is just ridiculous. Tampa Bay Times, my goodness, you people are bored.
We just saw some blood and some bone.
So anywho, so a woman gets her arm bit off swimming in some crazy river in Florida. Don't swim in the rivers in Florida. Don't go in the water in Florida unless it's a beach that's like in the ocean or in the Gulf. Do not go in the water. These things are everywhere. They live everywhere. Anywhere there's water, there's alligators. Guaranteed. Guarantee you don't want to go swimming in that shit. All right, so
what's George Zimmerman up to now?
Oh my God, hold on. Let's find some. Oh, here, let's try Super Circus. Does that work? Yeah, that works. Okay, so this comes from the Miami News. No, the Miami New Times. George Zimmerman paints a Confederate flag artwork to benefit Muslim-free Florida gun shop. Only in Florida. All right, so the headline feels like it could be the result of some sort of specially turned fake headline generator decided to spit out sham news items guaranteed to infuriate people with even the slightest tinges of progressive learnings. Oh my God, this is another long one. Okay.
So they could pick George Zimmerman in a room full of Muslims and just let them go to town with him.
All right. So,
that's my personal opinion.
Zimmerman has taken to painting after he's been acquitted of murder charges. Okay. So his latest effort is a reproduction of the Confederate flag. And oddly, the flag is described with the words, "Our second protects our first." That's odd because one assumes that those refer to the First and Second Amendments of the United States Constitution, yet they're painted over a flag representing, of course, as we know, a country that succeeded and was in full-out war with the United States of America for brief existence. So, in fact, the corresponding rights to the Constitution of the Confederacy, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so, anywho. So, you know, it's the whole thing with that one. So, but he painted it. It was part of his artistic a vision. And back in June,
sold the thing.
Okay, so it gets better. It gets better. So back in June, Andy Hallinan declared Hallinan declared that his store, Florida Gun Supply in Inverness, Florida, will no longer sell guns to any Muslim customers. We don't have a lot of Muslim customers in Inverness, Florida to begin with, but I'm like, really? That's kind of ridiculous. He quotes saying, "I will not arm and train those who wish to do harm to my fellow patriots." He said this while standing for a Confederate flag.
Excuse me.
All right. I'm a little tense right now because if we take into our recent history, it was a white supremacist dude that went into a black church and killed people.
Yes.
He was not Muslim.
No. Well, he was a lone... He wasn't a white supremacist. He was a lone wolf. Remember they kind of... He wasn't a terrorist. He was a lone wolf. Because...
Whatever.
The way you color it. So, anywho... So now they're selling prints of the painting, and everyone who buys it will be entered into a raffle to win the original painting.
Wow. It's just depressing.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, but hey, that's... Yeah, that's another long article. Oh my God, I gotta screen these a little bit better. So, just a lot of interesting things. A lot of interesting things.
Apparently.
Yeah, so if you can, let me get this cart ready and we can go into a commercial break.
And that's it for this evening's crazy news?
Yeah, that will be it for this evening's crazy news.
What a world we live in. Thank God you're tuned into Weed. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shinepod.info. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll play your message on the air.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going into a break.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back in about, I don't know, 5 minutes. Maybe, oh no, it looks like 7 minutes. We'll be back in about 7.5 minutes. So just hang tight, and thank you, Betty, for that lovely, lovely thing.
I will say you're welcome for you, Betty, because
You're down there doing something crazy, and I don't want to know what.
Exactly. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Oof. 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 Good Lord, sweet Jesus. That was a good hit.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. Plus sparkling soda. Plus piping hot coffee. Equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Pepsi Cola, it's the spot. 12 whole ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. One day, in Atlanta, there were thunderstorms that organized themselves in such a way that it was safe for planes to land, but unsafe for them to take off. Atlanta is a hub airport for Delta Airlines, and by nightfall, all of Delta's planes were there, grounded. I was in one of them. All around me, people tapped and swiped at their devices. There are no hotel rooms in Atlanta. I think I can get us on that flight to Washington. See if you can get a room there. I don't have a device, so I looked out the window, and what I saw was magnificent. All the airplanes aren't supposed to be in one airport. It was like a praying mantis convention out there. We were pretty far from the terminal, and the runways were all clogged with enormous, ungainly airplanes teetering on their tiny feet. A couple hours later, the pilot chuckled when he told us. The weather was okay for planes to take off, but crews were timing out and couldn't work any more hours without sleep. The replacement crews for the planes at the gates were stuck in the planes out on the runways. So they emptied the planes that had no crews and hooked their noses to small, boxy tractors that pushed them backwards through the tangle. The scene now a praying mantis convention after it's been set upon by ants, all with pink and yellow lights glinting on the tarmac. Late the next morning, after a few bleary hours of sleep in a free room, I walked into the breakfast buffet behind a large man with a bulky swagger wearing a PETA t-shirt. I wouldn't have thought he looked the PETA type, people for the ethical treatment of animals. Then I wondered, so what is the PETA type? Then I read the fine print on the t-shirt, and while I shuffled my tray next to his down the line, I made up this poem. Denatured PETA man goes through the buffet. People for the eating of tasty animals believe in a place for all God's creatures right next to the mashed potatoes. The meat beneath the shirt is a slump of gluteus juice, flaccid on the belt, marbled, tender, and pinkly white, like veal, fattened on sugars reduced from corn, bioplastic and balanced on pharmaceuticals. Hogs, gray kidney and lung slime liver, plop in the bin with the tumors will dice your starved heart for organ niblets. I crane to see the tender creatures piled on your plate. rhesus monkeys, little owls, ravens, roadkill, puppies, and a brushy squirrel, tail curled round a mound of mashed potatoes. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Wisdom. Oof. Reggie, man, he come by every once in a while to say hey to Joe Wisdom. But Reggie Wisdom, he wants you to remember. Clean your pipe once in a while. Another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom or a long-lost relative you want found? Give us a call, 813-327-8566, and we'll get Betty to do her best.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back.
Hey. Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you enjoy your trip around Planet Nancy?
I sure did. She had some interesting things to say about those mashed potatoes.
Sometimes I think you know, I listen to her and I'm like, okay, I get what you're saying and everything. I can relate. And then sometimes I'm like, woman, you're a little off.
What's going on?
Yeah, what are we doing here? Wait, hold on.
How did I get here? What is that?
Yeah, how did we land here, you know? Exactly.
Emergency.
Exactly. Totally.
But no, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to WEED Shiampa Radio. Anthony is over there in Tampa. I'm here in Chicago. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You can give us a call if you want. At 813-327-8566. And we'd love to hear from you because you, the listener, hopefully will one day guide these shows.
Guide the shows. Like a ship. Like a ship over the rough seas of reality.
You know, we're going to steal that Republican term, stay the course.
Well, stay the course.
We don't want to stay the course. We want to change it up a little bit. We're going to do some fun stuff.
Fun stuff is always good. Like taco chips. I have taco chips now.
You had cake before, now you have taco chips.
Yeah, well, you know what? I eat. I'm a little fat girl. I eat.
Well, speaking of eating, I posted that photo, ladies and gentlemen, at facebook.shiampa.info. The one with that split M&M.
Oh my goodness, I have to go take a look at that.
Yes, you all need to go take a look at that. It's quite an interesting feat of engineering that I accomplished with just the magic of my fingers.
Interesting. Let me see. Oh, wow. That's just...
perfectly smooth. No cracks, no jagged edges.
No, that's pretty good. Good for you. We should be able to have a, you know, do a little thing like that every now and then.
You know, it's kind of funny, too, because now I don't ever want to eat this. I sort of just want to glue it to a styrofoam container.
Mm. And perhaps just use it as art. Just call it Art Nouveau.
Call it Art...
M&M-O. Pinette.
Art Pinette.
Art Pinette. There you go. That's a good one.
Art Pinette Nutella.
There you go.
I don't know you praying on this. So yeah, if you're just tuning in, we kind of covered some interesting news stories. We talked a lot about China. We talked about the stock market. What else did we talk about, Anthony?
We talk about women getting their shit bit off by alligators in the river.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that other George Zimmerman thing? What was that all about? Selling his Confederate, you know, just a stir of controversy.
Oh, yeah. No, it was that whole, the Muslim-free gun shop.
You know, now, do you think, let's take this into a commentary session here. Do you think that George is doing this all on his own, or do you think he's got some help?
I wouldn't be surprised if he has influence. If he's being influenced. I'm sure they're either family or maybe even somebody, an attorney or somebody, or not maybe not an attorney, but you know, some type of a publicist or something might do this. I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, because it smacks of quite recent activity. And I'm thinking money talks in this situation.
Oh yeah. And he's become quite the random, like, lowbrow celebrity.
Yeah. The lowbrow spokesperson. Because spokespeople aren't celebrities sometimes.
Well, but he's kind of in a celebrity status, though. That's the thing. He's not really a spokesperson. He's more of a celebrity now, yeah.
Is that an infamous status, an infamous celebrity status?
Oh, I'm sure he'll get his 15 minutes and burn out eventually.
Hey, are you an infamous celebrity? Are you listening to this crazy-ass podcast? Because you've got nothing else better to do than be infamous. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Or you can visit us at Facebook. That's Chiampa. That's chiampa.info.
Yes.
That takes you right to our Facebook page. Call us. If we're not on the air, you can leave a message.
You know, it's amazing how Trump is another. I consider him infamous. I'm going to be honest.
I'm trying to figure out his angle. I don't know. He's telling the people what they want to hear, but how he's saying and what he's saying is not going to work for a presidency.
Exactly, because a president needs to speak to all of the people, not just
exactly, not just some people, all of the people.
You know, in that case, go form your own country. Go buy some islands and form your own damn country and do whatever you want. We won't visit you. We won't trade with you. We won't like you. But you can do whatever you want. You just won't do it over here.
We have to learn how to get along. We all have to learn how to just get along.
I don't know, though. I don't know if that can happen. Sometimes I don't feel that can happen. And that's scary, because it says then, well, what does have to happen in order for that to happen?
Well, I think a lot of people have just become very narcissistic in their world, and I think we have to find a way to gravitate away from that.
Or how do we legislate that world? How do we administer justice in that world? Because if that is a world where everyone is their own narcissistic self, there still has to be some sort of rules to govern the interaction. Unless tomorrow we all of a sudden become wired into this huge collective hive or... what was that movie? Those crazy movies.
The Matrix? Yeah. I don't know. I don't always think legislation is always the best answer. So, I don't know. It's it's tough, you know. I mean, we have to learn as a people to compromise about it with our beliefs and find middle ground, and we have to learn not to be so firm, you know. Granted, you know, it's good to stand for your position, but we all have to learn to, you know, kind of respect each other's opinions and find ways where we can, you know, we might be, not be totally happy with what's going, you know, what's going on, but you know, you're amicable to it, or you, you know, it's you know, things like that. So okay. I don't know.
You know, I have a poll for you. Do you have okay. poll music?
I don't know if I have poll music. What kind of poll?
Alright, well, this is a Gallup daily tracking poll from July 8th to August 23rd, 2015. And this is Hispanics' views of GOP presidential contenders. Net favorable, positive or minus. And I'm going to tell you something. When as I read this list, there is no mention of Hillary Clinton in this list.
I'm not a fan of the Clintons.
There's Jeb Bush, plus 11. Marco Rubio, plus 5. George Pataki, plus 3. Carly Fiona, plus 3. Scott Walker, plus 2. Ben Carson, plus 2. Bobby Jindal, 0. Now, here's the negatives. Lindsey Graham, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, John Kasich, Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, Jim Gilmore, Rick Perry, Ted Cruz. And rounding out that list at minus 51. Again, this is Hispanics' views of GOP presidential contenders.
Oh, totally Donald Trump.
Yes. You know, it's like, dude, Hispanics, Spanish, Latin, from wherever that are currently living and can vote in this country are not going to vote for you.
Mm-mm.
Not even the most conservative ones are going to vote for you, because...
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
He puts great total anarchy, in my opinion, just through his popularity.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, here's my thing. And this whole immigration thing. You know what? How much is it going to cost? What, $1 trillion to deport everybody? Something like that?
Money.
Huh?
Money, you realize this.
Yeah. Like $1 trillion, $1+ trillion. Adding to the national deficit, of course.
This money doesn't really poof out of Trump's hair.
No, because he won't pay for that. So, you know, my whole thing is, well... Okay, fine. Why don't we just go ahead and, you know, if we don't want to make them citizens, okay, fine. But give them tax IDs and kind of hold them to more of a visible position, meaning you have to follow labor laws and shit like that. And fine. They can work here. They make money. They pay taxes on it. They're already working here. They're already producing goods and doing things in our country, and they're probably being paid a shit wage for it, and they're not contributing anything into the tax system, and neither is the employer.
Correct.
I mean, you know, it would make more sense to actually enable them to work. You know, they're already living here. Enable them to work, do the jobs. I mean, because honestly, I mean, Americans don't want to scrub toilets. I hate to say that. I mean, and I'm I've known many cis, you know, Latins that have been in many different positions from low to high, but a lot of these immigrants are doing these types of manual labor jobs. They're doing the, you know, they're working in custodial, they're working in some type of farming, some type of industry that's a lot of manual labor, and most Americans aren't going to go for that type of work.
You know, if you happen to be in the in these last, 10 minutes that we've got in the show, if you're a dishwasher or an immigrant or a person that's working legally, or we can take you if you're working illegally. You don't have to give your name. You can just, we can somehow find a way to disguise your voice, maybe next time. But, you know, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Let us know what's happening in your world of employment if you're in those categories.
Exactly.
But you're right. There's not those jobs that Americans want to do. So
no, and I mean,
going to do them?
Yeah, exactly. They're, you know, it's, if we get rid of all of the immigrants, or well, then the meatpacking plants aren't going to have people to hire. You know, and that's the thing. Oh, it's going to raise the cost of production. Well, it's going to raise the cost of production anyway because you're not paying for illegal labor anymore. So you either pay them or you pay the people. Other, which mostly in these communities is mostly immigrants in these communities because that's where the jobs were at, like the meatpacking plants and shit too.
I'm really surprised that packing industries really haven't gone even more automated and robotic, because I would think that you could program a robot to cut and do all the appropriate cuts and assort them without having humans involved. Now, is it because it's a union situation?
No, if these people are working under the table, then there's no union at all involved in that.
So it's cheaper to have people do it versus...
Yes, machinery.
Investment to have... Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, I mean, it's just kind of the whole thing. It's just like, you know, I mean, it's a problem, yes. You know, will that stop them from coming in, more immigrants? No. We obviously have to find another solution to a reasonable pathway to citizenship. It's incredibly difficult and expensive to gain citizenship here. And, you know, but if we're going to get these immigrants, if people are going to, and this, people have always come to this country, you know, to find a better opportunity all throughout the history of this country, you know, we should at least say, okay, fine, you want to work here, great. Okay, here's your tax ID number. Yeah. Here's your tax ID number. And you have to, you know, these are the labor laws, and you follow, you know, you work under the labor laws, is what you get paid, and we take out taxes out of every one of your paychecks.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
So, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's I'm kind of already sick of this presidential race, to be honest with you.
I'm a little concerned on the Democratic side, other than to say that I hope Bernie can stand up and really deliver a good performance and knock out in the minds of the people that count. Why we don't want somebody from that other side to be a president. Because there's nobody. I don't know. Maybe Carly Fiona. I don't know. It might turn into a technocracy in that situation.
It's a good question. It's going to be a tough one.
Mm-hmm. You know, because Hillary Clinton, I don't know. She's not doing herself any good.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she's trying to be coy in a way. I don't know.
And she's trying to be funny in the process, which kind of really doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I just don't trust the Clintons. I mean, they've had enough scandal. I'm kind of done with scandal.
Yeah. We need something fresh and something that can shake shit up. And I think, yeah, people are scared of that. Fine, be scared of it, but also be positive. Try to, like, for once, take all of your craziness and throw it out the window.
Eat the crumbs in the bottom of the taco chip bag.
It's crumbly down there.
It's delicious.
I'm sure it is. Wow, I have to hand it to myself tonight. I've done really well in covering up myself. I have been sneezing like you would not believe, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to subject you all to that. That's rude. That I've been able to hit the off button. It's just like I can rest my hand on this handle.
Mm-hmm. And
there I am.
My goodness, that's amazing.
Yes. I can mute myself. Sometimes I have to mute myself. I don't know about you, but I have to mute myself because sometimes I get worked up.
I do mute myself, but you don't hear it when I mute myself. Because well, you hear me you whenever hear. I'm muted or not muted.
No. Always do you know when I'm muting?
Yeah, because I don't hear you anymore. Then I know you're muting.
JP Wisdom Random Talk. Take a guest or two by calling Cheyampa Radio at 813-327-8566. We'll just ad-lib until the end of this segment at 2100 Eastern Time.
That works for me. Let's see. What do we have on Joe Wisdom's here? Let's see.
Oh, we still have some... Yeah. There's a couple other Joe Wisdoms out there.
Hmm.
Which which hopefully soon, ladies and gentlemen, I have my own computer again.
That would be lovely. Yes, yes, lovely. All right, here. Let's try this one.
Joe Wisdom here, reminding all you kids listening, don't stick your tongue in a light socket.
It's true.
Did you do this already at some time and point?
Yes. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom.
Do you My tongue vibrated.
Give us a call at
817-8566. I'm sure it did.
My tongue, it had that electrified feeling for quite a long time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did.
And it finally settled down, and, you know, I never did that again.
Good idea. That's a very good idea.
However, I still continue to lick 9-volt batteries.
Okay.
I used to have a fascination with licking 9-volt batteries.
And you still do, apparently.
And I do, and you know why? Because it's a good indicator to know if the battery has got decent strength still left in it.
Okay, fair enough. And how do we know if we have decent strength left in our cat?
That I don't know. I will never experiment in that.
Have you ever tried to wake up your cat because you thought it was dead? You didn't want to touch the cat.
No.
You just kept calling its name over. Kitty. Kitty. Kitty, are you alive?
Are you alive, kitty?
And the cat doesn't move at all. So you say, okay, let me touch the kitty cat. Nope, the cat's alive. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. If you have a wisdom...
Here's that Joe Wisdom.
Yeah, well, I thought the cat one. There's a few in here. I'm like, what are we at? We had 858. I can probably stick one more in here. Let me see. Let's see. What's implements? What was implements again? It's 53 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this.
Be careful where you place your implements.
Oh, yes.
Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface. But alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc.
The music just got to...
This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Because apparently Joe thought it was supposed to be this like dramatic thing with this music, and he just got so bamboozled.
Clearly, there was some bamboozling going on there.
Well, it's been a show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes, it really has. It's been a lovely show, and
thanks
it's been quite enjoyable. And let me find. Here we go.
Smoke it if you got it.
Yes, if you got it, you should smoke it. And if you smoke it, you definitely got it.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Please stay tuned for Earth First coming up next. And all that jazz.
And that's a wrap.
Sounds good to me. We'll be right back.
station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED. Shampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.